It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here. Wes Moss right here on WSB in Atlanta and now also on KRMG Radio in Tulsa. Good morning. Call us 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALKING. Email me radio at yourwealth.com. That's yourwealth.com. There's an awful lot to talk about today. Social Security is the topic of the day as far as how do we optimize your Social Security benefits. Social Security turned 80 last month, whether you like it or not. Your Social Security benefits, they're going to be a big deal. Most families I've worked with over the years, whether you've got $500,000 or $1 million or $5 million, it's still an important part of the puzzle. It's a piece of the pie. For some Americans, about a third of Americans, Social Security is almost everything. A third of America depends on their Social Security payments for 90% of their income. And obviously there's many people that live just on Social Security. The average benefit in America right now, 38 million retired workers receive average monthly benefit of $1,294. That's according to the Social Security Administration. So it's a big deal, but it's complicated to navigate. There are 2,700 rules that apply and govern Social Security. And if you think about that many rules, with all the different ages you could take Social Security for you, your spouse, the combinations are almost infinite on how you actually approach Social Security. So I want to talk about that today, and I have a new tool called the Social Security Optimizer that you can use, and it's an algorithmically based a way to figure out how to optimize Social Security and show you how much you would get over your lifetime depending on the variables you put into the calculator. It's really more of an optimizer, not a calculator. Calculator gives you the definitive answer. This gives you a list of answers that you could possibly, that you could choose to go after or not. And that's why it's an optimizer, not necessarily a calculator, but it's a tool that I've been working on, me and the Money Matters team, for the last year to figure out how to do something, at least a great starting point, so that you can figure out what is a very complex question for most families, and that's, hey, when do I take my Social Security? So I want to go over the 9 most important variables to do that. And of course, this new optimizer is on our website at yourwealth.com, yourwealth.com. It's the gray icon in the right corner. It's a little wheelbarrow with a bag of money in it. And it says, optimize your Social Security. You go in, you fill out a form and a questionnaire. It takes 2 or 3 minutes, and it'll give you some of these answers so you can start making a decision that's right for you and your family when you start taking Social Security. So there's an awful lot happening, of course, in the world that we also have to fold into these decisions. Obviously, we've got to deal with the market and the other assets that you have and how they generate income for you in investment through dividends and interest and distributions. Of course, that adds up. Those 3 areas add up to a portfolio yield or a cash flow. And if you have that cash flow set up in a portfolio and you understand at least what that is, whether it's 3% or 3.5% or 4% or 5%, depending on how you structure it, at least you know you're generating that. And if it's in a diversified way, for many, many investors and many families, there's a huge level of comfort in that. Knowing that, hey, if I just take my income, that means that I have a much higher probability. I don't have to go into my principal. And if I don't go into my principal, then I don't run out of money. And that's a common sense way of figuring out how to make sure you have enough income for retirement and never run out. That's what we're all worried about, is not running out. So, of course, this week didn't feel like a great week in the market, even though it turned out to be a pretty good one, because we had a rough Wednesday down 239 points. We still ended up having a really pretty solid week on the S&P 500 and the Dow, about 2% rebound in just 4 days. The Dow was up 331 points for the entire week. So, and we've bounced back and forth between an up week and a down week, this flip-flop now. We've had an up week, a down week, up week, a down week for 10 straight weeks for the S&P 500. So again, we're going to get to Social Security in a minute, but lowlights on the week that I want to at least just highlight, we have to remember, always keep an eye on China. China continues to rein in their growth, but interestingly, they're still not falling off a cliff. Slow growth in China is 7%. Because they used to be growing at 10%, and that's, they've recently revised their growth numbers or forecasts down to 7.3% from closer to 7.5%. So that's their expected growth rate. They're also continuing to talk about more government stimulus to make sure that their economy continues to grow. Who likes these numbers? I don't. It's hard to trust a government and numbers that we have no idea if they're making them up or not, but if you talk to economists and researchers that focus specifically on China, they measure things like shipping rates and shipping quantities and electricity use and oil consumption that are variables that go beyond what the government reports. And they really do continue to show growth. So it's not as though China, and I think it's logical to think, well, wait a minute, what if China's just negative 10%, absolute calamity over there, and they're just saying, hey, we're still growing at 7%. That doesn't seem to be the case. It doesn't seem to be the case. 404-872-0750. Let's go to Thomas, who joins us from Durham, North Carolina. Thomas, can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you, Wes, for taking my call.
You're calling from Durham.
Right.
I have I always get a little worried because that is the home of the Blue Devils.
Yes, sir.
which would not necessarily be my favorite place on the planet, because I'm from a little town about 15 minutes from you called Chapel Hill, or at least I spent a lot of time.
Oh, yes.
There.
And I have a daughter graduated from Chapel Hill, so I am a Tar Heel fan.
Okay, God bless you. So now we can continue the conversation. So how can I help? What's going on?
My wife worked for the VA hospital, and when she retired, she had a TSP. In March, she turned 70.
Got it.
And I understand that when you're 70 and a half, you have to take it out and do something with it. And she was wondering what kind of vehicle would be the best place to put that money. It's probably somewhere around $100,000 or plus based on the stock market, you know, being going up and down. But
so it's in, and we've got a lot of, so TSP is for, again, was she a government, who'd she work for?
Yes, VA hospital.
I'm sorry, she's VA, so she had TSP, that stands for Thrift Savings Plan. So a lot of, many government employees obviously have access to TSP.
Uh-huh.
And it, just like an IRA, so TSP is very much, it's the government version of a 401k plan. And
okay.
Just like a 401k plan or an IRA, you've got to take your required minimum distributions. They have to start coming out when it comes to, when you hit 70 and a half.
Right. Now, does that mean you have to take it all or just take minimum?
Right. So it's just required minimum. The numbers are less than most people think. It's about 3.7% a year in the early going.
Okay,
Thomas.
So you don't really have to take the whole thing. Just
no. So she'll have to take probably around $4,000. So really, and all the IRS cares about is that you take it out and they get to collect their taxes. That's really what it's basically a way of them saying, hey, you deferred this money all these years.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to start collecting taxes. You don't have to do that if you have a Roth. That's one of the great advantages of a Roth IRA. You don't have required minimum distribution, but in something like a TSP, which is basically a government version of a 401k or an IRA, you got to start doing it. So all you have to do is just pull the you'll get a notice from TSP to give you the exact amount that you have to at least take that much. It's fine to take more, but if you take more, you're going to pay taxes on more.
Right, okay.
And you pull it out, you can literally take it from one account, or you can take it from TSP or an IRA, or for that matter, and transfer it into a regular after-tax account or a joint account with you and your wife, and that counts because you'll get what's called a 1099-R, which is basically a form that says, hey, Thomas from Durham took out money from a qualified retirement plan. He's got to pay some taxes on it, and then they collect their taxes. It goes towards your adjusted gross income. And everyone's fine. The problem, if you don't do it, is that there's a huge excise tax on
it. Right, okay.
It's a 50% penalty. for the money that you don't take out. So it's a gigantic penalty. So you don't, it's the most penalizing rule that I know. One of the most penalizing rules that I know of for the from the IRS. Besides, you know what, Thomas? Besides, like going to jail, that'd be even worse. Yeah. I guess.
We were afraid she had to take the whole thing out. That's what we were thinking of.
No. And it's so. Is how is it invested inside a TSP for her?
Well, it was through what the government gave options for. She put it in. I can't remember what plans it was, but it's done pretty well over the years.
Well, it's a it's a really simple program. It's I think of the acronym as CSI, Common Stock, Small Cap, International. Those are three main choices inside, and then you have a government, the G Fund and the F Fund. One stands for government bonds. F stands for fixed income, or just a general bond fund. But it's a combination that typically works over time, and just make sure you take your RMD and everything will be fine with you and the IRS, Thomas, from Durham. Thanks for the call. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Ryan's telling me to continue to go to the phones, but we've got to do a quick break. We're going to get back to, we want to talk about how to optimize your Social Security. I have nine variables that you need to figure out which way they go for you and your family so that you can make the best decision. And again, no algorithm or computer can tell you exactly what to do with Social Security. It can give you some parameters that may make some sense so that you can then make the best informed decision. You are listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. Stay tuned. More Money Matters, of course, straight ahead.
Hi, this is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News and WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates four times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Right here, WSB in Atlanta, now on KRMG Radio in Tulsa, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Or if you're in Atlanta, 404-872-0750. We're talking Social Security and how to optimize it here on this Sunday morning. We're going to go to the phones here. Steve joins us online. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help?
Hi, thanks. I ran the Social Security Optimizer calculations, and the first suggestion was I should consider filing and then suspending my benefit.
Okay, well, so tell me a little bit. So you've already gone to the website and already done the optimizer already?
Yeah.
God bless. I guess this is a real-time world we live in, Steve. I don't know why I'm still surprised by that. You can.
No, it's something I've been thinking about. I'm 63 and a half.
Okay.
I was planning on retiring at 68, but so this suspension thing says suspending the benefit at full retirement age. That mean I should file now?
No, no, no. Hold on. Okay. Couple of thoughts here. First of all, you're 63 and a half. You're still working and you're thinking of working until 68?
Right.
Well, a couple of thoughts here. And what age did you put in that you wanted to start taking Social in the calculator?
68.
You said 68. So what it's saying you should consider filing and suspending at age 66?
Well, it just says a full retirement, so I guess that is 66.
Right. So so one thing I've learned, and I've done a lot of these scenarios already on the calculator, is that if you, what did you put in for your longevity? Did you say 85, 90?
91. That's when my father passed.
So 91, it a lot of times if you go into your 90s on a calculator like this, the math is going to work to the benefit of this file suspend. File suspend just means that you wait till 66, you file for Social Security, but you do not start taking payments. You quote suspend. And then that means that your benefit continues to accrue over the next several years at a rate of about 7-8% per year. And then whenever you're ready to have it kick in, and in your case, it probably would be 68 when you really stop working, then that benefit obviously is higher for you. It takes a little bit of time to break even for the years you did not take your Social from 66, 68. But because it's now a higher amount, it will benefit you over the long run. And that's what the whole file suspend is all about. 404-872-0750, 1-800-00.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, Certified Financial Planner here on WSB in Atlanta, now on KRMG Radio in Tulsa. Good morning. Call us 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can email me, radio@yourwealth.com. radio@yourwealth.com. So we had a good question. Steve had just, we had a caller, Steve, in the last, just right before we went to break, who has already used the social security optimizing calculator. He's still listening. So I want to continue to follow up on his question about it. Told him to file and suspend his benefits. Most of us already know that the longer you wait to take Social Security, the higher the monthly amount is. The caveat is that, hey, if you don't take it, you're leaving money on the table. Well, the good news is it gets to be your monthly payments are higher if you've waited. Typically, that's how it works. So those higher payments now will make up for the money that you didn't take for a month or a year or 2 years or 5 years, whatever that number is. There's obviously a break-even point. The reason, as you go through this Social Security optimizer that we have now on our website, yourwealth.com, the right-hand side gray icon says optimize your Social Security. If you put in the calculator that you expect to live to 90 or 100, it looks at this very long horizon of getting paid by Social Security. So very often it's going to tell you, or at least mathematically the way it works, the longer you wait, the higher the payment. If you're going to live to 100, you're going to at some point break even and then be to the financial good or have more money, get more money from Social Security because you're living longer and you're now this higher payment has a lot of years to kick in, even though you left something on the table in the beginning. The reason you'll hear file and suspend is so that you can have some options, meaning that if it's just you, and you don't want to take Social Security, you're fine. All you want to do is take a higher number or get a higher monthly benefit. Then you just wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And then you just file at 70 and you've got your highest amount. But if you file at 66 and suspend, you're giving yourself some options. Number one, there are a couple really important reasons to file and suspend at 66. Number one, it's because of your spouse. If you file and then don't take your social, it gives your spouse the ability to take half of your payment. And that might be a higher number than your spouse's own benefit would be on their own. And then it's at some point at a later date, at let's say age 70, your spouse turns 70, then your spouse can now kick in their amount. So, but you have to have been 66. Your spouse has to be 66, and then you can enact that file and suspend. Then you wait till you're 70 and or 68, whatever the number is. It's just a later date than age 66. So that's the file suspend gives your spouse an option on how their Social Security gets calculated. There's also this option of saying, if I can take my, I can get a lump sum at a later date. So let's say I'm 66, I file suspend. At 68, I say, you know what? For some reason in my life, I want the money today. And I left all that 2 years worth of payments from 66 all the way to 68. I left all that money on the table. You know what? I want it back now and I can get that lump sum. Now, I'm going to get a lower payment. I'm going to get my payment as if I were 66, not 68. But I have the option to do that. Or I can say, now I'm ready to start. I don't need the lump sum, but I'm going to start taking this higher amount at age 68. So that's important as well. So that again, those are options I have because I did the file and suspend. The other part, so it's about your spouse. It's about your options, whether you take a lump sum to make up for the payments that you didn't get, or you just start taking a higher payment. And then fourth, I would say it's really about your survivor. So it's about what your spouse, your surviving spouse will be entitled to at a later date. So these are all the options. You want to have options with Social Security. And that is the reason the Social Security Optimizer will help you walk through the options that might make sense for you and your family, or that might tell you, hey, go ahead and start taking Social Security tomorrow. Get on it. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Joe joins us on the line. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help?
Hello, Wes. I've been working for several years, of course. I'm 51. And in that time frame, I have been working in the computer and IT business, which is very volatile. So I've had over 15 employers in that time frame.
15 employers. Wow. Yeah. All right. Did any of them, were any of them Facebook? Did any of them go public and you became a multimillionaire overnight?
No, that wasn't the case.
Got it.
But several of them have been contracting companies. And those contracting companies merge and go out of business, and several things change. So I've had 401k plans, and in some case contributed toward 401k and Roth even, where the company that I was working for has merged, changed names, in some cases closed or disappeared. How do I track down 401k plans from companies that I can't find anymore?
Good question, Joe. So a couple of thoughts here. The reason I asked jokingly if any of these companies went public and you became a millionaire is that when you hear the word, when you hear about IT and you hear about software, you hear about anything that's related to technology, I think there's a generation that is up and coming, let's say, that looks at technology and they think, oh wow, if I just go into technology, I can work for one of these companies that goes public and I'll get rich quickly.
It's not automatic.
It's not even remotely automatic. And there are the vast majority of people in technology are people like you that have worked for tons of IT companies and in software and in, let's say, the tech space. And there are lots of companies that aren't home runs like Facebook. It's those companies that get the headlines, and it almost skews the national view of how we get to retirement. So really, I just bring that up for our younger audience that's listening, is that it's very, very rare. It's the needle in the haystack that actually happens to. The reality of it when you're in the tech space, you still have to methodically save over time, like just like anybody else, whether even if you're not in technology, in order to get to retirement or retire early. And in several cases,
you're working on a project basis. A company needs to do something for a year or a year and a half. That's finished. Thank you very much. And you move on.
Well, here's to your point about, hey, I've worked for all these companies. Some of them are just plain gone. They've spun off, or they went out of business, or they got acquired three different times. And right. I don't even know the name of the division that I would have worked for in the company. So there are a couple of resources you can do here. If you go to, first of all, you can go to Free ERISA. Every year when a company, a 401k, an active plan, has to file a form 5500. They've got to do it with the U.S. government. So you can find, or you can search for an old 5500 form on Free ERISA, freerisa.com, F-R-E-E, okay. ERISA, E-R-I-S-A.com. So that's a really good place to start, and you can find one of those old 5500 forms for your old plan. And that'll have the contact information on it from there. You could also, there's also a national registry to see if your employer has this with a, well, and I'm on 401k Help Center. There's a national registry that you can find, and there's a link on 401k Help Center. So it's just 401khelpcenter.com is the link to the national registry to also look up your possible information or your plan's information. So there are ways to go ahead and track those old 401ks down. And it's important to obviously do so because it's your money, Joe. With that, it's time. We've got to do the weekend prize pack, don't we, Ryan? Are we ready for the trivia? Are we ready for trivia at this point?
We absolutely are.
Let's do it.
The WSB McDonald's weekend prize pack is a pair of two-day passes to Music Midtown, September 18th and 19th at Piedmont Park. You'll see Elton John, Van Halen, and more, produced by Live Nation. You'll also receive a McDonald's $25 Arch card. This week's trivia question: everybody in America knows what Bank of America is, but you may not know, if you traced its roots back to its founding in San Francisco, what the original name of Bank of America was. Can you tell me the original name of Bank of America?
That sounds like a loaded question even for Joe. It's almost, think about all the 401ks that were with banks, like Nations Bank, that eventually became Bank of America. Think about all of those. Now, that's an easy scenario because that's now obviously just in rolled up in the Bank of America 401k plan at this point. But that is the issue that we deal with very often. We've got 20, 30, 40-year careers. And if we're not working for one company like General Electric or Southern Company for all those years, very often we have multiple buyers and spinoffs and acquisitions that complicate who actually has my money, who has my 401k plan. Well, Free ERISA is a great place to go find and track that information down. It's your money, and you obviously need to find it so that you can have access to it. It's pretty simple. Again, we've been talking about Social Security this morning here. Bottom line with Social Security, we've got to start. You have to start somewhere, and you've got to understand how to maximize your benefits relative to your age and how long you think you're going to live. Those are the two biggest variables. And then you can go from there. So the SSO calculator, Social Security Optimizer calculator, is going to be a helpful part of the equation here. And it will give you written and numerical examples of how to optimize your benefits. Pretty simple. The rest of the decision is going to be based on your own opinions and your own unique financial fingerprint and your specific retirement goals. And you obviously have to go from there and calculate from there. And there's a great argument to take Social Security the minute it's available. You say to me, and I hear this all the time, and I can't argue with this. Hey, Wes, I just can't wait beyond 62. I don't want to wait. Social Security's on the brink of collapse. I don't want to take the chance to wait. Or I'm not planning on living 100, so it doesn't benefit me to wait at all. And to that I say, God bless. I can't argue with you. So, and there's really no, meaning that there's really no exact right answer, or there's no perfect answer to the question, when and how should I file for my Social Security? It depends on, it's going to be different for every family and every family situation. So get calculating is the way to start. The prize line, 404-741-0750. You're listening to, I'm your host, Wes Moss. You're listening to Money Matters.
Atlanta's 24-hour news button is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
I'm Mary Ellen Hopkins in the WSB 24-hour news center with this news update. The case of two Snellville brothers accused of trying to kill their parents is headed to Superior Court. They face two counts of aggravated assault and two counts of arson. The parents were injured but survived. Fires are raging across California. One wildfire spread to several rural communities in Northern California, burning nearly 40 square miles in several hours, forced the evacuation of thousands of people. Thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails once thought lost may be recoverable. The Washington Post reports the company that managed Clinton's private email server says it has no indication that the email server was permanently wiped clean. Our next news update in less than 15 minutes on WSB.
949, the Kure Carrier, WSB 24-hour traffic center. Well, right now, crews are on scene removing a stalled motorist. Connector 7585 southbound just before University, not causing too much of a delay. Do watch out for construction over on the southeast side. 285 eastbound westbound before Flat Shoals and two right lanes in each direction. And also construction west side, 285 northbound at Hollowell, also taking up two left lanes. I'm Veronica Harrell, WSB.
This is WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellish. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with low humidity, high 74. Lows tonight, 49 to 54.
Triple Team Traffic.
Traffic is indeed a 24/7 business for us here at News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Duck truck at Douglas County flipped over.
All lanes were blocked with this crash just in the last 60 seconds, starting to let two center lanes through.
Triple Team Traffic every 6 minutes at WSB.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is Atlanta Journal-Constitution subscriber Scott Slade, and I've been enjoying the digital editions of the newspaper, including the premium subscriber website, myajc.com, for everything from researching neighborhood crime to their fabulous special report on the Atlanta Beltline. And now there's more to love with new topic channels, more to know with expanded national and world news, more to explore with engaging multimedia storytelling. Read the difference at myajc.com, and everybody can sample up to 5 stories free each month. Delivering more of what matters to you, visit myajc.com today.
At SunTrust, our new checking account options give you greater confidence and control of your finances. Open a new account today, and you could get up to $200 with qualifying direct deposits. Talk to us about our new checking options that work as hard as you do, or visit us at suntrust.com/newchecking for more details. Terms apply. Offer valid for new SunTrust checking clients only. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Regrets.
You have no regrets. That fire-breathing shark tattoo across your chest? Art. The time you disregarded the milk expiration date? Adventure. But when you accidentally drive into a pole on the way to your first film festival, you immediately wish you hadn't. But you recently switched to Liberty Mutual Insurance. So when you call them, they say, "Don't worry, we have Claims Valet." They bring you a rental and drive your car off to an authorized repair shop, and even return both when everything is fixed. So instead of killing time with the mechanic, you're killing it with your movie references. And now you're actually regretting something, not switching to Liberty Mutual sooner.
For more information on Claims Valet, visit your local sales office or go to libertymutualclaimsvalet.com. See car insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Claims Valet is subject to terms and conditions, and the service is provided by Liberty Mutual Auto and Home Services, LLC.
It's the perfect party, and all my friends love my yard.
Thanks for having us. Your yard is fantastic.
The garden pond is beautiful and such a tranquil and relaxing area.
Oh, this pergola over the path really defines the walkway.
Wow, I can't get over this outdoor fireplace. It really anchors the yard.
The perfect party.
The perfect party.
The perfect party.
Oh, it was just a dream.
Dreaming of that perfect yard? Gibbs Landscape Company turns your outdoor dreams into reality. Gibbs Landscape is Atlanta's premier landscape design and maintenance company, awarded for excellence over 250 times. Let Gibbs Landscape expand your living and entertainment space with a customized design to enhance the functionality and beauty of your home. Schedule your complimentary landscape design consultation at GibbsLandscape.com. Creativity, quality, experience. Gibbs Landscape.
I'm Harvey Massey. At Massey Services, we know you don't want pests in your home. That's why we created Pest Prevention. Our preventive approach focuses on the outside of your home and includes caulking and sealing areas that pests use to get inside. You see, our program keeps pests out so you won't have to control them later. And that's better for you, your family, and our environment. That's Massey Services. Expect more and get it.
Is the daily grind feeling like, well, a grind? Make a change. Come to the Franchise Expo September 19th and 20th at the Cobb Galleria Center and take control of your future. Your ticket gets you face-to-face with North America's hottest franchises, offering full and part-time opportunities, plus info-rich seminars with everything you need to know to own a business. There are countless opportunities to be the boss, call the shots, and love your work. At the Franchise Expo September 19th and 20th at the Cobb Galleria Center. Get tickets at AtlantaFranchiseExpo.com.
Hi, this is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News on WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Belinda Skelton in the studio. What a special treat on a Sunday morning. You know, I hear her Vane Innovation commercials, and I think if I could only see Belinda in person, and here she is. Good morning. Gosh, this is so good. It's so fun to be at WSB, even on a Sunday morning. Let's go to Ryan. I know you're in there with Belinda and having fun. Where are we going on the phones here?
we have a prize pack answer first.
Yeah, first of all, this is a pretty incredible answer. What?
Yeah, the Bank of America, if you trace its roots back to San Francisco, was the Bank of Italy.
It doesn't even make sense to me. How does that work?
was, I guess, started by an immigrant to help serve the lower people that weren't super wealthy at the time. He called it the Bank of Italy. He was an Italian guy, and it made sense to him, so that's how it got its start.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's a good. That's our best trivia question of the year.
I'm flattered.
Where do we go from here? Well, you know what? I know we don't have really time for another call, so let's just talk about what's happening coming up this week. This is Fed week, and there's a lot that's led up to what's happening in Fedland, and it's all about interest rates and when they're going to start going up. And there's a meeting coming up this Wednesday, and they're going to announce, Janet Yellen will announce on Thursday, whether the Fed starts to embark on a rate hiking cycle. We know, though, if you look in context around the world, that our rates have already tightened a little bit, even though they're still ultra low. The rest of the world has continued to lower interest rates via their central banks. In Switzerland, interest rates are negative. In Sweden, there are negative interest rates. There's negative interest rates all over the globe. So to some extent, we already have higher rates. The Fed really looks at that. They probably hold. Now, this is a 50-50 shot. It's a coin toss. 78 economists surveyed by Bloomberg. Half of them say rates are going up starting this week. The other half don't know or don't care. And the bottom line here is that it's a coin toss. It's going to happen whether it's September or it's going to happen at a later date. But still in 2015, you're going to see some sort of tightening unless something very specific happens or something crazy happens around the globe. Rates are going to start going up. So we obviously have been preparing that for that via our portfolios and our discussions here on Money Matters for a very long time. If that is a topic of conversation for you and you'd like to get some guidance on that, you know how to find me and the Money Matters team. Go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com, contact button on the left-hand side. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Enjoy the rest of this wonderful, beautiful Sunday. This is